Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road.
A little entertainment for you. Those of you who watched the final episode, the finale of Game of Thrones last night, I saw one reviewer say it was incredible. I know that Richie doesn't watch it, and I know Victoria doesn't watch it. I know I don't watch it.
I've seen Facebook, you know, people, a lot of people talking about it on Facebook, yes, saying how great it was.
How could you think that kind of violence and horror is...
I agree with you on that. It's just too much. I just can't handle it.
No. It's not... How's
Says
that
the guy whose favorite show ever was 24.
Wow, that was different.
That was violent?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, not like... This is like beheadings and stuff. Like, this is just gore. Yeah. It's just too over the top.
Right, this is gore. That's the difference.
It's like Conan the Barbarian.
24 is violent, but this is gore.
Yeah.
All right, Keith Urban in the background with a story line in this song paying tribute to his wife of 10 years, Nicole Kidman, big country music star.
I don't think this is that song. This one's called Wasted Time.
What happened to the one that you had? Isn't there one there?
There was one that he, I think the first song he wrote was the girl on the TV or the girl on the screen or something like that. Yeah. And it was about her. It was a cute little love song.
There's a video he posted on Facebook, Richie. He did a concert at Gillette Stadium in Boston last night, or down outside of Boston, Foxborough. And then that he was telling stories about his wife. And he said
he had the picture. He had a picture of the first picture ever taken of them together at Good Day LA for Australians out in LA, and it was so cute. It's not many people get a picture with the person that you end up with right after you meet them.
No. He said, I want to hit you guys with a bit of the journey in these past 10 years for me. And so behind him on the screen was the first photo taken, as Victoria is suggesting, of the two of them after they just met. He told the crowd Nicole was supposed to be there with him, but had held up shooting a film in Australia, so he was getting on a plane after the show to fly there to celebrate their 10 years together.
That's kind of nice. It's been 10 years.
Romantic, yeah. It seemed like 10 years ago she was still with Tom Cruise.
I know.
How old are their children? Does she have any children with Keith Urban? Nicole?
She does. They have two little girls.
She had two with Tom Cruise, right?
Two adopted kids that apparently they don't talk to anymore.
Neither of them do?
It's the Scientology thing.
Oh. Has Tom got them, or has she got them?
Yes. No, Tom. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But she has two little girls. Sunday is 7, and Faith is 4.
And Monday is the day after Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. That's nice, though. It's nice to have nice love stories to sing about and talk about. Yep. Love makes the world go around.
And all you hear is divorce in Hollywood, so it's nice when a couple actually makes it.
Makes it. You're right.
All of 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a lifetime to me.
In Hollywood, it is. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of people who are famous in weddings and stuff, Kanye West debuting a new video.
We wanted to play you some of his music, but we can't find any that we can actually play.
We can play on the radio, right? So there's a lot of controversy. This guy, I'm not a fan of much of what the president does, but when he called Kanye West a jackass, I thought that was pretty appropriate a couple of years ago, as he is a jackass. But I'll tell you, people love this guy. He sold out the Forum in L.A. in 20 minutes. 8,000
just
fans.
To show, just to show a video. He wasn't even performing live. He just showed a video.
He knows how to keep in the conversation.
Keep it public. Yes, he does, Richie. You're right about that. It's all about keeping people's attention. This one, the video that Victoria's talking about, inspired by a realistic painter called Vincent Desiderio. The piece was called Sleep. Depicts a group of naked people sleeping together. The video, which Kanye says is a commentary on celebrity, depicts lifelike wax versions of George W. Bush, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian. You get the point. All these people laying together in bed naked. George Bush was quick to point out that it didn't really look like him. 28 after on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners are on, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouth guards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.